My father went along. He tried to make it last trip with his team. Went to see other place, the village, with his brother. While he was driving along on the ice, then when he went along to on the ice, then he's the dogs, then smell something, then he going aside, then speeding faster, then all of a sudden the dog in the stop and then sniffing around the down the ice. And while there were dogs sniffing, and then my father picked the snow knife, went along to the dogs, and then he tried to poke the knife into the snow, and about 2 feet of snow on top of the ice, he couldn't see anything. There must have something in there. The dogs and the sniffing around and is trying to digging. Then he finally found it. Then he started trying to eat. And soon the piece of cut, and he eats.
What was this, George?
That was those great big whales, the not white whales and the Greenland whales, I think, whatever you call it. They've been drifting around, must be in the summer, and then caught up to the ice and the freeze up, and then stuck into the in the ice, and that's why the he found the whales and the dead whales and the big one. You can't get the whole lot of it out, and it's quite a lot of it in the water. You can see about maybe 3/4 of the whale. Now he can get that much, and also he saved the dog's life, and then also for himself. Then he giving the meat to the dogs. And the dogs couldn't walk anymore after that, and they were fed so well since for a long time, and they couldn't get up and walk around or anything. They were so weak. And the next morning, and he started out again. It's only 4 dogs could walk after they'd been fed, and the other 3 dogs had been so far gone, and then after a while they died. And then he make it to the camp, and then his brother, an older brother, and he have a few seals, and same day my father found the whale. And then from there on they were start catching seals more often, and that's how we alive.